Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Investing, Change Your Family's Financial Tree. I'm your host, John, and today we are going to talk about Dogecoin Part 2. But before we get into that, don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button so when we make new videos or episodes, you will be notified. Okay, without further ado, let's dig into this episode. I wanted to make a part two with the Dogecoin because I wanted to get a little bit more in depth with it so you definitely could make a better informed decision on what way you're going to go, if you're going to invest in Dogecoin or you're not going to invest in Dogecoin. But there are a few things that are coming up the pipeline that will make the coin pop and go up in value, I believe, and I'm going to go over some of that with you. Well, first thing first, trading is it's at 36 cents currently, and that's today at May 1st, 2021, and that's a little bit on the high side for what I like to see it trading at, but there is an event that's coming up, and it's said that Elon Musk is going to be on SNL, and so if you are from the U.S., you probably know what that is. But if you're from a different country, you won't know what that SNL is. But it is actually called Saturday Night Live. It's an American show where they kind of make fun of people. You know, like an example would be President Trump. If you look up SNL or Google it, you'll be able to see that our former president that we had, you know, they made fun of how he speaks and how he acts. And some might think that that's not respectable in other countries, but America, that's just some of the things that that is done here in America. But when that episode goes, because Elon himself is going to be in that episode, I'm sure he's going to be talking about Dogecoin, or there's going to be something related to that, why he's on there. And then he's recently got this title of the Dogecoin Godfather, and he's bought in some coins for his newborn son. So it's getting really pushed pretty hard by Elon. He's probably the first or second richest man in the world. And then now you've got Mark Cuban, you've got Snoop Dogg, which is the rapper, you got Slim Jim that is making it so you can pay with Dogecoin. You've got Ellen, the show that Mark Cuban went on, and she's going to be taking Dogecoin for her merchandise that she sells at the store. And then in circulation, what's going on today is we have 128 billion Dogecoins that are in circulation right now. So just beware of Dogecoin because it's designed to increase its supply at an absolute rate. So as a result, the supply is considered inflationary, not deflationary like Bitcoin. So for example, Bitcoin has 21 million bits and no more. Well, with Dogecoin, they're going to keep producing the coin. So Dogecoin produces 5 billion coins a year, meaning it's designed to be a stable price. So you got a lot of whales in there that Elon has talked about buying them out. I know that that is something that he has said, but that doesn't mean that they're going to do it because they probably want to remain anonymous, so they're not manipulating the market. And then at some point, Dogecoin is going to slow down as price pops because, one, we have 5 billion coins a year being produced, and then, two, it's definitely going to keep dropping in value because that's the nature of the coin. It's kind of like the U.S. dollar. They're trying to keep the dollar stable. So if they make too many dollar bills and not enough taxes, then the dollar goes up in value or the dollar goes down in value depending upon what country you're in. So the American dollar has a lot of power, But if we keep making more and more and more and more money and trillions of dollars, the value of the dollar goes down. Hence, when you bring it to another country, that doesn't have such a significant impact on their dollars. So back in the 80s, it used to be a 30% higher value in Canada, for example. And, you know, not anymore. The ratios are getting really close. And that's because the U.S. keeps producing more money. So it's the same thing with Dogecoin. If they're producing $5 billion a year, you have to figure that at some point, you know, the people that want to get invested in this are going to have all these coins in wallets, and that price is going to start to drop, because at some point there's going to be a massive amount of coins in circulation. So that's really something to bear in mind. One of the things that I also found surprising is I'm a huge fan of Litecoin, and Litecoin processes at 2.5 minutes, where Dogecoin processes at 1 minute. Now, Litecoin, I believe, is at $250 a bit, and Dosh is trading at 36 cents. Now, that doesn't mean that the value is going to continue to go up and up and up and up, because it keeps producing coins. So I want to give you my closing thoughts here. If you're going to buy Dogecoin short term, I think you're going to be okay. I think if you buy it even at 36 cents, I think it's demonstrated that it's popped to 43. Don't freak out when the coin drops, because you got a lot of these whales that are dumping billions of the coin, making it drop in value. And then what they're doing is they're rebuying it back up. And so it's like a cycle. It's like an ocean wave. You know, it goes up high, they dump it, it drops down low, they buy it up, and they just keep making more and more money. But like I said before, at some point, there's going to be so many coins out there that that's not going to have any relevancy at all. And I don't think that this coin is going to shoot up to a dollar like predicted. It could drop down incredibly low if all these whales drop all their coins. And now you're left with a coin that you bought at 36 cents or 50 cents or whatever it shoots up to be, and it drops down to 2 or 3 cents. Now, it's very possible that could happen. So I would imagine that you want to be a little careful on that and check it out on May 8th. So really what you want to do is buy now, which I currently have a position in because I got back in. And then you want to see what's happening May 8th. I believe that's Saturday. Let me just click on here and check real quick. May 8th. Yeah, it's next Saturday. So you want to be in before that time frame, and then you want to get out. So you might be able to pick yourself up, you know, 10 or 20% return, but I don't think you're going to make big money. So just a word of caution out there. At some point, it's going to get less and less popular. People are going to stop talking about it. Elon's going to stop talking about it. He's going to move on to other things. And so is Mark and all the rest. And then what's going to happen is this coin is going to level out in price, and we're not sure where it's going to land. So that's just my final thoughts. I hope everybody's having a great day out there. I appreciate you subscribing, following, jumping over to the YouTube channel so you can see some of the thumbnails that are created, so you can see these starter companies and such. But I hope everybody's having a great day out there. And you know what I like to say, happy trails.